The fairest nymph that valleys or mountains ever bred, the shepherd's joy so beautiful and coy, fair Phillida is dead. On whom they oft have tended and caroled on the plains, and for her sake sweet roundelays did make, admired by rural swains. But cruel fates the beauties envying of this blooming rose, so ready to disclose, with a frost unkindly nip the bud untimely, so away her glory goes. The sheep for woe go bleating, that they their goddess miss, and sable ewes by their mournful shoes her absence cause of this. The nymphs leave off their dancing, Pan's pipe of joy is cleft, for great's his grief, he shunneth all relief, since she from him is reft. Come, fatal sisters, leave there your spools, leave mourning altogether that made this flower to wither. Let envy, that foul vipress, put on a wreath of cypress, sing sad dirges all together. Diana was chief mourner at these sad obsequies, who with her train went tripping over the plains, singing doleful elegies. Menalcas and Amyntas, and many shepherds more, with mournful verse did all attend her hearse, and in the sable sadly go. Flora, the goddess that used to beautify fair Phyllis, lovely bowers, now her grave adorned and with flowers mourn, tears thereon in vain she powers. Venus alone triumphed to see this dismal day, who did despair that Phyllida the fair her laws would ne'er obey. The blinded boy his arrows and darts were vainly spent, her heart, alas, impenetrable was, and to love would ne'er assent. At which her front sith a raillery pine, 'cause death with his dart had pierced her tender heart. But her noble spirit doth such joys inherit, which from her shall ne'er depart.